Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What I have to present before you today is the February financial report. And what I'll do is briefly go over some of the highlights and then take any questions that y'all might have. Basically, from a 30,000-foot view, we're kind of where we thought we'd be. So things are coming along from the revenue side and the expense side generally within our plan. So we're very happy about that. On the revenue highlights, there was a typo on the alcohol beverage licenses. We collected only 84%, not 91%. And this is the renewals for alcohol licenses. And then also throughout the year, if there are any new applications for alcohol licenses or any that we found that didn't have a license, we will go after and get. So I'm not yet ready to say that we've overshot that revenue item, but we'll keep a careful eye on it. And I don't know that we will come to 100% on that one. Business and occupational tax, this is as of February 28th, so you see in there, we've got about $194,000 collected. The deadline was March 15th for the business license, so we are have a flood of applications in our office that we're going through. We're getting more and more and more. We actually expect that process will delay and go into April or May as well. So that is an ongoing process, and certainly the 194 is not the $2 million that we hope it would be yet, but we are climbing toward that level, and we'll keep a careful eye on that, and you'll have probably more into your April financial report on that indicator. The excise tax, we've had some technical issues that we've had to work through with the Georgia Department of Revenue, and I think we're well on our way to solving those issues, and that's why that tax collection is very low. The hotel motel tax has come in better than expected, based on some problems, based more on low projections than a healthy hotel industry. But the year-to-date revenue of the 185 represents the 3% portion, and we do have collection from all the hotels in the city of Dunwoody. On the community development fees, and let me preempt this by saying that we have a budget on the revenue side. We should hopefully see approximately $500,000 for the year in building permit revenue, even with the, I don't even want to say a downturn, a free fall in the building and development industry. The way that arrangement is set up is that Clark Patterson, for their efforts, are not paid on a flat fee for building inspection and plan review. So we're paying 80% of any revenues that we get in for that purpose, and the city takes in 20% of the revenue. So at this point, the collected year-to-date is showing $89,509, but that's not net of the Clark Patterson's take of those funds for the services they're providing. So the city's net receipts are $17,900. We're going to adjust the financial report for March, so we've got apples to apples instead of gross and net mixed together. So I apologize for any confusion on that. And the municipal court is not showing revenue in February, but just to give you an idea, as we had our first court session on the 25th, the way the municipal court works from a financial standpoint is that it goes into somewhat of a clearing account first. All the revenues are held, and then we take disbursements of those funds. The state law has a number of add-ons that we then have to take the money from the fine that we've collected and send that out to the victim and witness fund, the jail fund, the peace officer, annuity and benefit fund. So it's usually a lag of about a month between the time that we take in the money and the time that we report it. So we've got approximately about $8,500 collected thus far. We started court on February 25th. We're processing only the tickets at this point. Obviously, the cab has forwarded over to us. We've had a very high rate of failure to appear thus far, mostly because the tickets themselves didn't have the court date on them. So we've been notifying them by mail, and we keep rescheduling those and rescheduling those, and hopefully, in a few months' time, we'll be able to get all those tickets into the court. And all of this also is somewhat found money, as we hadn't really projected that DeKalb would give us any of their citations from the time period of January 1st through April 1st. And obviously April 1st, we're going to start with a fully staffed police department. I think the activity level will increase considerably at that point. So we'll keep a careful eye on that. From an expenditure standpoint, we are where we thought we'd be. One of the main differences that you'll see in March versus February is that I believe it was your last meeting that y'all established the capital projects fund, which takes a lot of the expenditures that you see for the big ticket items like the police cars and other things from the non-departmental and from the departments themselves into a capital projects fund. So that's not shown here in the same manner as you'll see it in March. But basically on an expenditure level, we've spent approximately 15%, and 17% of the year has gone by. So we're pretty consistently spending the money as we thought we would. The major expenses at this point is the police department startup and the contract fees to the three vendors. The nice thing about the contract fees for the vendors is it's at a flat rate. It's the total divided by 13. So we're paying that off monthly on a very consistent and expected basis. I'd be happy to answer any questions that y'all may have.
I'll start off. Alcohol beverage excise taxes, is that, can I read this correctly, is the cap?
The way that works is this is the wholesaler's tax for all the beer and wine and alcohol that's sold in the city limits. Georgia Department of Revenue still has this tagged as DeKalb. We're in the process now of correcting that. So there won't be any lost money. We just have to pull it back out from DeKalb.
So we have to get it from DeKalb?
No, I think is it still with Georgia Department of Revenue?
I'm not sure. I want to have to work with them.
Okay. But we're on top of that and have identified it and are moving toward correcting that. And we're not going to lose a dollar on that one.
Okay. John? Warren, can you tell me a little bit about the business license fees? What type of work have we done to notify the businesses to make sure that revenue will be coming in? Since there are a number of late filers, what, if any, late fees are in place for those companies that are filing?
I can answer the first part fairly easily. What we did is we took the existing business license database from DeKalb, and we've sent out, I believe it was 2,200 letters with applications and forms to be filled out and brought back to us, and that was several months ago. We sent those out, and I will defer, I don't know if George or Lisa has an answer on late fees and how we're handling that, being that the deadline was the 15th of March.
The late fees have kicked in until after
April 15th. Okay, so there's a 30-day grace period, yeah. Sounds like, on the late fees. We're trying to get the laggers.
Right, I just want to make sure that we're notifying them that we're doing our due diligence, besides doing the letter, if the crier, if there's any other way that we could publicize to make sure that the business community is aware that they need to come to us.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we'll do as we get a little further into this is that, and some of it is just the massive paperwork that goes into when you start collecting it. So we've got a database set up, and what we're trying to do is figure out at some point in space, okay, here are the ones that have paid on the renewal basis, and here are the ones we still need to collect from, and then we'll start some more efforts to reach out to the ones that we haven't received renewals from, and that'll be the next step in the process. But, we're steadily receiving applications daily. I think we've got about 300 right now that we haven't even opened yet.
Thank you.
Robert? Yeah, I have a couple of questions. And I guess I'll start with a worry, with a concern. And I know we've decided that we'll address it in a month or two. But one of the things that worries me is that we have projected revenue for property taxes of $5.7 million. That's based on the actual tax digest from DeKalb from last year. And what worries me is that if that maybe not all of that's collectible, and maybe not all of that is still at the same value. And while there may be assessments that have gone up, there may also be properties that are sitting vacant now, and we may have trouble doing some collections. And I worry that $5.7 million may be an overestimate.
I can ease your mind a little bit, but my okay. job, I believe, is the chief worrier for the city. So I'm certainly losing sleep over all of this just as a function of my job. But I think on that, I'm not overly concerned at this juncture. I think there are some things to be concerned about. I think the biggest concern is really, from a valuation standpoint, is where is the assessor going to come in on the overall valuation of property. The residential side is what's going to worry me the most. The commercial should stay fairly flat. The good news is the estimate that we did come up with to get the $5.7 million figure is based off of the digest as is from 2008 for DeKalb. And then what that doesn't take into account is any increase in assessments or projects that have come online that would hit the tax rolls January 1st of this year. There would be new taxes coming in. Obviously, with the state of the economy, there isn't a significant amount of that, but there is some. We should be receiving the digest, I believe, as early as late April, most likely into early May, and then setting the millage rate this summer. My recommendation at this point is to hold off on making any downward adjustments to that until we've received the digest. That still is going to give us a little bit more than half the year to make adjustments on the expenditure side, so I still think we have enough room to be able to make the adjustments necessary, you know, but from cutting expenses, but also we've got contingency fund and also an estimate that would go into reserve. So we've got a little bit of cushion, certainly something to keep a careful eye on.
Okay. And I have two things I was going to ask you to do when we get the March report.
Okay.
Just in terms of providing other levels of detail.
Sure.
One was that you've done a nice job at the high level of showing us where we are versus year-to-date budget so we can look at the variance, how are we doing against what we planned. What would be wonderful is if that same format was carried through within the departments so we could see for individual line items whether we are ahead of budget or behind budget. And the other was there's, in each department, there are two classifications, one for purchased professional and technical services, and the other for other purchased services. Those are, in some of these departments, those are really big numbers. I'd love it if we could get one more level of detail in those two line items so we could see when there's $2 million of purchased services. A lot of that is our vendors, and we know that's coming, and we know what that's going to do, but I can't remember where that stuff is, and if you could help us by giving us that next month, that would be enormously helpful.
We'll take care of that.
And I think that's it for me.
Okay, thanks, Adrian.
Good question. You know, I have concern about whether DeKalb County may have collected some of our business license fees in error. Do you have a plan to recover that, or what is your plan as far as
I can tell you that out of the 2,100 that we sent out for renewal, we're not going to stop until we feel like we've either collected all 2,100 or figured out why we didn't. So that's certainly on our agenda.
I did have one more question. According to this, our public works department, we spent less than we did originally anticipated year to date.
It's a little bit misleading on the financial just because of the time lag. The way that this worked for that particular month was that all of the expenses that we had for subcontractors that dealt with a lot of the road work that we were doing, on the, you know, when you see the crews out there, the charges coming back for that, was billed to Lowe's. And then it's being billed back to the city with no markup. So it's just a time lag. So it didn't hit the February financial, but it'll hit the March financial. But we're still in good shape and within the plan on public works.
And then are we paying anything to maintain our parks? Because the DeKalb County is still.
Two questions. One is on the alcohol beverage license, when we've got 84%. Or 91. Use either one. My question is, where are the other ones? Are they out of business? Are they selling booze and haven't gotten a new license? What do we think here?
I think there's two factors to look at. One is that we know of a couple that, you know, existed in 2008 and no longer exist in 2009. But also in these numbers, if I'm correct, the fee that y'all paid to BJ's firm for collecting this is netted out of it. But I don't know if that was thought of when we set the budget for those figures. So I need to look into that. I just thought about that as I was looking at these numbers today. So that maybe account for some of the reduction.
Is there a numbers figure that you have, you know, versus what we got in the county as far as last year was concerned for the alcohol beverage license?
Account, you mean?
Yeah,
no numbers, you know, there was 200 last year, now it's 194 or...
I can get that for you.
Okay. Second question, and it's kind of a statement, I think, to explain to the council, maybe all of you know what happens if, say, we get a $100 fine from somebody. Warren, can you, is it showing you on the spot to kind of break that down? Because I really didn't realize how much went out of this.
The chair might be able to help me out a little bit as a percentage, but I know
approximately it's... Approximately 45%.
Goes elsewhere.
And that's mandated by state law?
Yeah, the state, and I won't take a position on that, but the state has kind of gotten a little out of control in the past few years on the add-ons. They're making it fairly complicated for us once we get all of the funds in to be able to disperse them back to all of these different agencies. And, you know, a number of years ago, I guess when I started, there was 3 or 4, 5. Now there's like 12 or 13 that you have to account for and send checks to. So it's become somewhat of a funding source for different agencies and different interests that are all connected in with the criminal justice system.
All right. Annie? We made in the budget, we did this for our own advantage, but we laid in a lot of the expenses on the front end. We front end loaded it, and this was to our advantage when we went to SunTrust Bank to get our tax anticipation note. I don't think we should be lulled into submission here that we're ahead of plan on or behind plan on expenses, not spending as much as we thought we were. To me, that measurement's a little bit artificial because we really hadn't expected to spend that much money in January, February, March. At the end of the year, it'll all, you know, wash out, but our expenses were front-end loaded in our plan. So I just caution you to not get too joyous about being behind plan on expenses.
No, the negative $2.6 million, I'm not quite joyous yet. But yeah, we'll keep it careful. That's why.
Yeah, the second comment with respect to the liquor license, I know for a fact that that you hadn't been billed for the liquor license collection. I ran into BJ at the Fish Fry at All Saints the other night, and he indicated to me he had not yet billed the city, so...
Okay, that's opposite of what I've heard, so I'm going to check on that a little further. I heard they took it off at the top, but I'll make sure of that.
Just double bill.
Well, I would trust a Fish Fry talk over anything like that.
I'm writing it down.
It wasn't All Saints.
Especially at the Catholic.
At the Catholic. During
events. And God bless
you. All right. I'm sorry. Let's get comments.
I want to put your mind at rest. I lost my appeal with the CAB the other day. My assessment went up 17%, so I'm doing my part.
Thank you, Tom.
I have a question on page 4. You just mentioned that we're behind $2.6 million.
Yeah.
I have a question on the bottom. Is the actual supposed to be where the budget is? Did this get transposed? Because if you look further up, it has budget and actual. You see what I'm talking about? Further up the page, the column for budget is what you budget.
Yes, they're backwards.
Aren't they backwards? So yes. Really, our actual is really 1.3.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Not 2.6.
That's okay.
Thank you. That makes it much better.
Yeah. I'm getting a little more close.
You earned your salary.
Let me answer your question now from Danny. Okay, any other questions for Warren on this? All right, thanks, Warren.
Thank you.
Right, any other discussion on this side before we move forward internally on amongst council? All right, the request to initiate a zoning code amendment.